Lo Sun's Lesson, A Chinese Folktale. Chapter 1. The Blind Boy. Long ago in a small village in China, there lived a blind boy. His name was Lo Sun. Each day, he begged for day-old soup or rice in the town square. His parents had abandoned him because he could not go to school or work in the fields. Lo Sun tapped his way along the familiar streets with a long stick. He spent his nights alone, sleeping under the berry bushes. One very cold night, a strange dog sat down next to Lo Sun. Lo Sun was grateful for its warmth. He touched the dog's wet nose and scratched her soft ears. He touched her long tail, too.
"Your name shall be Mei Mei. It means little sister," said Lo Sun.
He shared all he had, a dry bone and a thin blanket, with his new friend. Chapter 2. The Dream. For weeks, Lo Sun taught Mei Mei many tricks: to sit, stay, and speak. He taught her to jump when he whistled. The big dog slept next to him every night, keeping him company. She guided the blind boy away from things that could harm him. Lo Sun pulled thorns from Mei Mei's paws and fur. One dark night, the two lay down under a tall tree. Lo Sun soon fell asleep and dreamed.
"Lo Sun, can you see me?" asked a strange voice.
"Of course not. I am blind," said Lo Sun. "Can you help me?"
"I cannot, but you can help yourself," said the voice. "Each time you do a good deed, your eyes will improve. If you do many kind things, you will soon see everything."
"Is it so simple?"
asked Lo Sun.
"You must be careful. If you act selfish, you will remain blind."
Lo Sun woke when the sun warmed his face. "Such a strange dream," he thought as he petted Mei Mei's head.
"I will earn back my sight."
Lo Sun tapped his way to the market, his heart filled with hope and possibility. He would show his parents. They should never have left and abandoned him. He would be somebody important one day. Lo Sun tapped past the fruit stands piled high with apples. He turned his head to smell their sweetness, and he tripped over a beggar in the road.
"Do you have any money to share with a blind man?"
"We are the same, you and I,"
said Lo Sun.
"I am blind too."
"We are not the same," said the beggar. "I am also very, very old."
Lo Sun felt bad for the old man. He reached into his pocket and gave away his only coin. Suddenly, Lo Sun saw shadows where he saw nothing before.
"My dream was true,"
he shouted. Lo Sun walked along until he saw the outline of a woman and child near the road.
"Please help. My daughter needs to eat,"
the poor woman said.
"Sorry, Mei Mei,"
said Lo Sun when he gave the woman their last piece of bread. Lo Sun and Mei Mei felt hungry all day, but the boy's eyes improved. He could even see that Mei Mei was a black and brown dog with a face like a fox. She was so pretty. Chapter 3. Best Friends. Losun and Mei Mei needed a warm place to stay for the night. They slept together on a bed of straw that belonged to a brown-eyed cow. They woke up early to the sound of bells. Mei Mei ran after a rabbit. She caught it by its cotton tail. Losun then sold the rabbit to a merchant for 3 gold coins. As soon as the coins landed in his hands, darkness clouded his eyes.
I must return the rabbit,
said Losun. He searched up and down the rows for the owner. Losun gave back the coins and freed the animal. He could now see shapes and bright colors because of his good deed. Losun met the old beggar once more. Again, the beggar asked,
Do you have any coins for a blind man?
But I have already given you all of my money,
said Losun.
Then give me your dog to help me find my way, said the beggar.
Losun gave the old man his tapping stick instead.
I'm sorry, but I cannot give you my dog. She is like a sister,
he said. Suddenly, darkness clouded his eyes. Losun's heart sunk like the setting sun. He had tried so hard to be good, but he was still blind.
Life is unfair,
cried Losun.
I cannot go to school and cannot work in the rice fields to earn my way. There is no happy ending for a blind boy in China.
He felt so alone in the world, until Mei Mei covered his hand with wet kisses.
You are my best friend,
said Losun.
What would I do without you?
He hugged his dog's thick, furry neck. Chapter 4: The Sacrifice. The boy and his dog walked toward the ocean. Losun was holding on to his dog's tail while she led him to the harbor. They hoped that a kind fisherman would give them some fish skin to eat for supper. Suddenly, Losun heard people shouting.
Look! Look! A man has fallen into the deep sea!
Why isn't anyone helping?
Wondered Losun. He wished he could see well enough to help the man. He imagined how dark and cold the water must be. If nobody helped, the drowning man would surely die. Mei Mei barked, and Losun had an idea.
My dog can help,
he said.
Don't do it, said a fisherman. You will lose your dog, and all for a homeless man.
I too am homeless,
thought Losun. He whistled, and Mei Mei jumped into the water as the drowning man disappeared under the wild waves. Mei Mei swam to the man and grabbed his coat with her mouth. The dog swam and swam, dragging the man toward the shore. The waves smashed and crashed. The crowd shouted,
Go, dog, go!
When Mei Mei swam close to the dock, a fisherman threw a net over the side. The man grabbed the net, and the people pulled him out of the water.
Come, Mei Mei!
The boy whistled for his friend, but she was too tired to swim. Mei Mei sunk under the waves and disappeared. The blind boy cried and cried.
My only friend in the whole world is gone. I am alone again.
Tears filled his eyes, making his bad sight even worse. The rescued man tiredly gave Losun a big wet hug.
Thank you for saving my life, he said. I am very sorry about your dog.
Losun looked up to see the man Mei Mei had given her life for. Losun's heart beat like a drum, because the man's voice sounded familiar to him.
Is it you, father?
Losun? Is it you?
Where is my mother?
Asked Losun.
I'm sad to tell you that she died soon after we sent you away, said his father. She had a broken heart.
Losun became angry when he remembered how his father had sent him away. Then he thought of Mei Mei and how she sacrificed her life.
I forgive you, father,
said Losun. And when he looked up, he could see. The father hugged his son again.
I sent you away because I thought you were useless, and you have saved my life. I am so sorry for how I treated you.
Let's help each other,
said Losun.
I'm no longer blind, and I can work.
Losun and his father lived happily ever after. They often spoke of brave Mei Mei, whose sacrifice brought them together again.